Limerick Open Coffee is a network, a very, very informal network where they drink coffee and eat cakes and hang around the bar. And I'm standing here at the bar with a man who works for a business. And I thought, well, let me ask him to tell us about his business. Gary Tuite, T-U-I-T-E, tell us about whatever you want to tell us today.
Well, basically, our business is called HH Solutions. We look after critical control point monitoring for everybody from the food industry, pharmaceuticals, laboratories. We provide monitoring systems, temperature management systems, very basic thermometers, humidity inspecting units.
You're a very technical company, is that right?
We would be. We would have backup in IT. We're agents for Eltex of Sweden. They're manufactured in Ireland. And their products and their IT backup comes from Sweden. And we're also the Irish agents for Comark Limited of the UK, who are a subsidiary of Fluke. So they all manufacture precision instrumentation, and we would be their agents for Ireland.
And tell me, what kind of people would you most like to be listening to this audio now? If I said to you, you could have three dream candidates listening to this audio, right? About hearing about your company. Name those people or name those companies now. Here's an opportunity.
Big opportunities for us would probably be everybody in the food sector would be a major opportunity for us because we have the highest standards in the world possibly as far as food is concerned. So anybody who retails food has to maintain the highest possible standard, and our equipment helps with that. That would be
so anyone
stage.
On the high street selling food?
Anybody. Anybody who works or trades through a brand name or anything like that in any format, be it fast food, be it retail, it doesn't matter.
Okay, let me try a couple of questions on you. Are SuperValu a client of yours?
Not yet.
Yeah, are Tesco a client of yours?
No, we haven't approached Tesco.
Are Dunn's a client of yours?
Not approached.
Give me at least one name of one of your clients.
We have up to 10 hotels through the country. We have a large number of spa outlets, all of them achieving the highest standard they can as far as their audit compliance goes, using our systems.
So you enable these people to stay in business because they will pass the health and safety check. Is that the way it works?
I wouldn't claim that in the extent that our system will benefit how they produce their audit compliance results and reports. Our systems will monitor what's happening within their industry to ensure that staff are carrying out the requirements and their duties on a daily basis. You can sign off within our systems. Management can view it, we can put it on a server, we can put it in the cloud, we can put it on a local PC. So we have huge options. But at the end of the day, for to meet compliance and audit requirements, it starts in store. You have to have your standards and they have to be maintained.
And you're an Irish company, right?
Limerick company.
Do you only sell to people in Limerick, or if somebody listens to this in another part of Ireland or in the UK? Or let's be really ridiculous, somebody's listening to this in Vancouver or in Australia. Is there any way you'll provide them with help?
We have no problem speaking to anybody. We have a huge range of contacts through our LinkedIn in Canada, US, Australia, South Africa, all involved in food safety and laboratories, etc. We have
If I'm a business owner, a food retailer in Melbourne, Australia, right?
Yes.
And I don't know, I've got family connections with Limerick and I'd love to give business to a Limerick company, right? And I'm prepared. How on earth would you guys in Limerick do a job for my business in Melbourne?
Because all of our product is very simple use, it's straightforward, so we can send it and you can install it.
And how on earth would somebody find out what they do after they open the box? I mean, how would they communicate with you?
Very easily, telephone, online. We have different modes. We have our LinkedIn, we have our Twitter, we have our Facebook, and everybody is open to contact at any time, and we'd be very interested in talking to anybody anywhere in the world.
And what's your job in the company?
I look after sales, and I would also look after some research and development. We've developed a product with Eltex of Sweden to meet specifically Irish requirements for supermarkets and retail outlets. So we've taken it from what was suitable for a European standard and we've upgraded it to meet the requirements for, as you've named already, the example being Musgrave and BWG Foods would control the brands of Spar, Mace, Centra, SuperValu. They work off of a food safety plan which is 6 CCPs, and we've developed our system to match those 6 CCPs. And within our system on PC, we can sign reports off on a daily basis, and everything is monitored and viewed by management on PC. So we could remove up to 20 pages of reports per day and put them straight into handheld data loggers.
Okay, wonderful. I'm delighted to meet you. How many people are employed by this company?
At the moment, we have two.
Two employees?
Yes.
Wow, yeah, I'm shocked now. Do you have a whole load of outsourced contractors?
No, it's very, very straightforward. We provide a product that are tried and tested, so our product, our recalls are minimal.
Okay, tell me something about yourself that is nothing to do with business, so that people can realize that you're more than just a businessman. Tell me something about you that you do in your spare time, you know, a place you'd like to go to. Tell me something about yourself.
I'd be similar to yourself, Paul. I try to play golf in my spare time.
Are you also a mediocre golfer?
Oh, definitely middle of the road. Never have enough time to perfect golf. As my dad used to say, there were two things in life men would never master: golf and ladies.
Okay, this is going to put half the readers off, but tell me one golf course you have loved playing and another golf course that you would love to play.
Oh, wow. Myrtle Beach, I suppose, would be something that we'd all see photographs of, and there are so many in the US. A golf course that I thoroughly enjoyed playing would be Lahinch. It would be one of the top in the world, I suppose.
You enjoyed Lahinch?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, folks, I can tell you he's not a mediocre golfer. Anyone who went to Lahinch and enjoyed it is only posing as a mediocre golfer.
And definitely Gary, the nicest golf course would be PGA Catalunya.
Okay, Gary Chute, you're the sales manager for this amazing company that has kind of shocked me by its size. But, you know, if you're half as good as you claim to be, you're bloody dynamite. HH Solutions, best way of getting in touch with you now, having heard this, what is the very best route to getting into contact with you?
For fastest contact, it would be the website, www.hhsolutions.ie.
Okay.
And there's a contact link on that, and you can contact us directly.
Okay. So that's what Limerick Open Coffee is like, folks. They're the kind of people... Well, no, that's one particular individual I met here. I don't think any of the others are quite like him. Thanks very much for listening.